Till now, we have tried to give the five groups of Chitragupta in our brains, which designs our entire way of with whom we live with others, that is Yama, the social aspects, outer aspects. And then we have other five types of Chitraguptas, which desires our own internal way of living. Till now, we have read about the five groups of external life. Now we will think about the internal consciousness. The first internal consciousness, the most one, is known as santoshana, contentment. That means whatever you have, you are living according. You are either answering more or less. And the second most important thing which we mean is shocham, cleanliness. Cleanliness on three levels: physical, emotional and mental. That you will always add. And with all that, what he has to do is, you have to read yourself by reading from others, from the rishis, from great people. From there, they will know their swadhyaya. And then we try to put the swadhyaya into ourselves. That is, we are living as if we are trying to the knowledge which we are getting from others. That is exactly the teaching is. When you are engineering lecturing, you are hearing something which you have never heard about it. You hear the lecture, you know the subject. That is swadhyaya. You read, it has become yours. Adhyaya, reading. Swadhyaya, you have learned it. So that is how our way of teaching. And the teaching must be to such a level that you also become just about whom you are learning about. An engineer, after a number of readings, becomes an engineer. He reads so many doctors, he becomes a doctor. Similarly, you have to learn to all these things. You have to do a lot of tapas. Tapas means you think your physical, emotional, mental things utilize to go to a particular goal. So tapas means you are learned to a particular level of consciousness and you become that. That is tapas. Very clear? And with all that, the last one is the most difficult one, is what is known as the Ishvara Pranidhanamu. Everyone have our own Ishvara. And according to Patanjali, you have to write it and put the meaning. So, the Ishvara is yours. And he says, and everything falls into the protect process. So in Ishvara Pranidhanamu means that now you are now able to such a level of consciousness where your ego, your Ishvara, can now control your physical, emotional, mental levels. That is a shloka in Upanishads. In the same tree, there are two birds. One bird takes the food, and the above bird just see it. And now, that Ishvara is the one, as Patanjali has put it, it is just a reservoir of whatever you do, the physical, emotional, mental. But he is beyond it, and he controls it. So our purpose, way of developing is that you should be able to live according to your Ishvara. And how to live that Ishvara is exactly what Parampuja Gurudev's meditation of Gayatri Mantra in the light. Put that shloka. That is the real Ishvara Pranayama. Now, these 10 points I have talked about is the real Chitragupta in every one of us. So, who is the real Chitragupta? That bird who I am talking about, who just see about it and controls the other winds. That is why the bird which takes all these things is known as Atma. The birds, the food that is eating is Atma. Atteti Atma, that which eats is Atma. Got it? We are sure that certainly every living being living has its own Chitragupta. And the Chitragupta is continuously, without any moment, recording what is happening. And seven, all will have their own different Chitragupta. And therefore, we could now understand that the Chitragupta can take every details of every being. And therefore, we are sure of all the details of every living being. Every Chitragupta has got its own 100% detail of his actions. And if in the Puranas, if you think there is one Chitragupta, and we are talking about many Chitraguptas, there is nothing to be confined about such a thing. Because you can understand that the divine Indra, Varuna, Agni, Shiva, Yama are not talking of many different gods, but they are in different aspects. For example, the air in the air, the air in the room, the air in the utensil, they have different places. But it is the same air being utilized in different places. And sometimes it can have a fragrance, and in some other places it may be a bad smell. Even the bad smell there and a good fragrance there, it is the same air flowing all over. So one Chitragupta and many Chitraguptas. We can usually understand that concept. And therefore, the Chitragupta divine is nothing but the variant Chitraguptas working a different consciousness. We can understand the works of the Chitragupta like the films. In the films, the entire film for 3 hours or so is already in a film, just in a very small reel. But once it is focused and posted over the cinema screen, what is happening? What is already completely situated in the film, it slowly comes out, step by step. And you see people fighting themselves, or loving themselves, or water falling over it, or an aeroplane going there, or some fire, a furnace is happening. But they are all in Chitragupta of the film. And the film has no problem. Nothing happens to the film. it is happening to the screen. That's how we should understand our Chitragupta in our brains. So whatever we are thinking, what is happening, has got its own time. And if you have a correct packet of thinking, and if you learn a certain Chitralekha in whose brains, he shows that in your life. You are reading medicine, your Chitragupta says that you are able to give medicines. That is exactly what Swadhyaya is. Clear? The inner consciousness is very steadfast and determined, and just like an innocent child. He never decides to change anything, but always based in Sharad.